Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. We will begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I just thank you. I thank you for my life, my health, my strength. And Lord, I am reminded of a scripture right now, and we are going to pray it. You said, be strong. Be strong in Joshua 1 and 9. You said, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And we hold on right now to Joshua 1 and 9. You are with us. And if you be for us, who in the world can be against us? No one. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to the book of John, John chapter 17. And we are going to begin reading at verse 15 today. It says, I pray not that thou should takest them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Now you ask, why am I even still alive? There are people that go through tremendous hardships. Terrible, heinous things have happened to a lot of us in our lives. And we think, Lord, why don't you just take us out? I've thought that. I've been through many struggles in my life. Some worse than others. Some not as worse and not as bad as other people. But I've been through my share. And there are times that I thought, Lord, I'm good. You can go ahead and come get me now. I am okay with leaving. But you know what? God knows. He knows what he has placed in us. He knows what we are supposed to be doing. He knows what he has ordained us to do, given us the power and authority to do, anointed us for a particular assignment or assignments. So we are still in the world because we still have stuff to do. The second our assignment is up, then we can go home and he will take us home. We don't need to rush it or worry about it. Neither one. But God is going to keep us from the evil one. Jesus said, I'm not asking that you take them out of the world. Because you know what? If God took them out of the world, how would the church begin? Jesus spent 3 years pouring into the disciples, giving them the tools, giving him all the nuggets and knowledge, teaching and educating them, showing them his love, the understanding of the scriptures. He poured all that into them. Now it's time for them to pour out, just like us. A lot of us have been sitting on word. We've been in church all of our lives. Now it's time to give. We have to give that out. We can't be like spiritual hoarders, hoarding, and our spiritual house is just packed up to the ceiling with documents and words and doctrine and gifts and presents and stuff we have yet to open. I'm seeing it in my mind's eye, like a house just full of papers and documents and newspapers and folders, a house full of presents and gifts. Things that have yet to even be explored and opened. Time to open up those gifts and use them. Use the tools that God has given you. That's why we are still here. We're not here just to suffer and figure out how we're going to pay our light bill and how we're going to get a job and how we're going to take care of our children, how we're going to get back and forth to the doctor's appointments and all that. You know what? It comes with this life, hands down. Do not disagree. But that's not all life is about. It's not just about eat and drink and how we're going to pay for those. Jesus says, my Father knows what you have need of before you even ask. So we don't have to just ask repeatedly over and over and over and over and over again. God knows what we have need of. We ask, and we ask in faith. And believe that we have received it, and we start walking as if it is already done. That's what we do. That's what kind of power and authority we have. And I'm reminding myself today, if you have been given the power of the Holy Ghost, you can call those things that be not as though they were. You don't see it, but that's faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Our hope is what faith is resting upon. It is the foundation, and the things that we hope for are the things that is the evidence of what we do not see. And we believe it, and it will come to pass. But it's not asking amiss, it's not asking frivolous that we would expend it upon ourselves on our own lust. It's asking for things to be done for the glory of God. That's what it's asking for. And so we're saying, Jesus is saying right here, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but I pray that you should keep them from the evil one. So while we're in the world, Jesus is keeping us. God is keeping us from the evil one. He's keeping us from the onslaught of attacks of Satan. And he said in previous scriptures, I keep you in my name. Father, keep them in thou name. And the scripture says in another place in the Bible that the word, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in it and are safe. The name of the Lord is what is housing us and protecting us. It's a strong tower, and we are safe in the name of the Lord. And we are being kept from the evil one. There are all kinds of spirits around us trying to infiltrate. But the word of the Lord and the name of the Lord is holding them back on a leash. Is holding them back against us. They want to come in and pounce like a lion. They want to come and sink their teeth in. Their spirits right now just waiting for opportunities to try to pounce on us. Waiting at the door. Like it says in the book of Genesis, crouching down, waiting for an opportunity. But the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it. We got to run into it. We got to surrender and submit ourselves under and in the name of the Lord in order to be safe. And that enemy, he's after us, but we don't need to worry about that either. Because God is in control of all things. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what the news say. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. The report of the Lord is that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. That's what the word says. The word says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The word of the Lord, we just said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. The name of the Lord, the word of the Lord is that we can go boldly to the throne of grace. We can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. The word of the Lord says that he knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us. Thoughts of peace and to bring us to an expected end, not of calamity. He says he gives us power to get wealth. He says that we are saved. We are justified. We are called. We have been glorified. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. And it says in John 17 that we are being kept. We are being kept by the Lord. So, yes, the news is going on. The earth is just acting all crazy. But you know what the word of the Lord also says? The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to the Lord. So at the end of the day, God's will shall be done. And we can rest in that fact. That we are being kept from the evil one. And we don't need to panic. We don't need to worry. Just like we said, Joshua 1 and 9. Be thou not afraid, nor be thou dismayed. No need to panic, have anxiety, freaking out and figuring out, trying to figure out what to do. Take your cares to the Lord. Trust in him and walk like it's already happened. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. Have a wonderful day.